January 3rd, 2012, Sussex County Council meeting to order. And certainly, we're all very, very happy to have Kevin Phillips back.
Thank you very much.
Approval of the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. The only adjustments we have to the agenda under executive session, we can remove job applicants' qualifications and land acquisition.
Anything else from council? Entertain a motion to approve the agenda as amended. Motion, Mr. Phillips, second.
Yes, second.
Mr. Wilson, to approve the agenda as amended. Any questions? I take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. First thing will be election of officers. I'll open the floor up for the office of president.
I'd like to nominate Councilman Mike Vincent for president.
Second.
I have a nomination and a second. Any more nominations?
Move the nominations to be closed.
Motion to close nominations. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Next will be for the office of vice president.
I'd like to move that we elect Councilman Wilson as vice president.
Second.
I have a motion and a second for Councilman Wilson, vice president. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Well, we don't agree on much, but I have a lot of respect for him, so I'll say yes.
Cole?
It's a troubling decision, but I'll vote yes also.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
I guess I should vote for myself.
I'll vote yes also. Motion carried.
Mr. President, I'd like to demand a recount.
Yeah.
Next thing are appointments. In our packets, we had the list of appointments, I think, from last year.
That's correct.
If you want to go over those, Mr. Lawson?
Yes. last year, the council chose the following appointments for their board and committee representation. Delaware League of Local Governments was Michael Vincent. National Association of Counties Board of Directors was George Cole. Sussex Conservation District Board of Directors was Sam Wilson. Sussex County Airport Committee was Sam Wilson. Sussex County Land Trust was Joan Deaver and Vance Phillips. And the Sussex County Pension Fund Committee was Joan Deaver. Previous past ordinance, the representation on the Pension Fund Committee it no longer exists for the council.
Right. If there are no questions or comments, we'll entertain a motion to approve these appointments for this current year.
Well, I have a question.
I'll
put the motion on, and I have a question. Are we going to be like the legislature? We're going to get paid extra to be on these committees? No.
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, I just thought I'd check.
Is that a motion?
I'm telling you.
All right. No, that's not my motion.
Okay.
So moved.
I have a motion, Mr. Phillips.
Second,
Mr. Wilson, to appoint the committee members as read by Mr. Lawson. For the calendar year 2012. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next thing in your packet also were the rules of procedure, which we must adopt each year.
Legal representation.
I think there were no changes from.
I'm sorry, legal representation appointments as well?
Oh, I guess we could do that. I thought we didn't put them by, they just keep working for free.
Yeah.
If you appoint them, they're going to want money, you know.
I think you might be wrong.
Yeah, I didn't mean to skip that and slate anybody. If you would, Mr. Lawson, go over the 2012 proposed appointments.
Yes, you need to make three legal representation appointments, one to the Board of Adjustment, one to the Planning and Zoning Commission, and one for Sussex County's lead counsel. The recommended representation would be Board of Adjustment, the law firm of Moore and Rutt, PA, Planning and Zoning, Griffith and Hackett, PA, and Sussex County lead counsel, the law firm of Moore & Rutt, PA.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second.
Second.
Mr. Cole, to appoint those positions as read by Mr. Lawson. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote.
Yes.
Mrs. Deaver.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson. I vote yes. Motion carried. Another year.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Now we'll go to rules procedure. I think there were no changes from last year, if I'm correct. That we need to adopt these each year for
yes.
the council.
Yes, we do.
I do have a question about that.
Mrs. Deaver.
We do allow folks to come before us after the meetings and comment. I was thinking about that. You know, you can be out there in the audience and think that you want to talk about one thing. You might hear county council's already resolved it during the meeting, and so you don't want to talk about it at all. But you may hear something that came up at the meeting that you didn't think about before that you'd like to comment on. I'm wondering if we could just limit comments to Sussex County business instead of trying to tell folks that they have to tell us exactly what they want to talk about. I would put a motion on the floor that we do that.
In other words, not so when somebody comes in the beginning at 10 o'clock and mm-hmm. signs in.
Yes.
That
they don't have to say what it is.
Well, we don't pick up. Let me ask Chip. Chip, do we pick up the sign-in sheet and not till the end, right?
The end.
So is it possible somebody if they something comes up they could go back and add to what their comments?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. In other words, I don't
bring it forward until right before additional.
Okay, mm-hmm. So that right. does give them the ability. So I don't know if it's something we should announce maybe at the beginning that the mm-hmm. sign up for people who want to make comments is in the rear, and at any time they can, you know, add or delete their concern that they want to bring forward, and maybe we can make that at the beginning of the presentation somehow to put everybody on notice that's back there anyway, because a lot of people coming in probably aren't even aware it's back there.
Because I think under the rules it says that when they come before us under other business, it says that it's to be where Sussex County has supervision, control, jurisdiction, or advisory power. I mean, if it's something we don't have a control over, that's to bring it to us. That's how I read that. But we can sort of announce that.
No, I think that would result, wouldn't it?
Basically, I still wonder.
You were wanting them not to say what they want to talk about.
I don't want to limit them. It has to be county business, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't want to limit them to telling us exactly what it is they're going to talk about. No, I think that's a limitation on their rights.
Well, you can always vary from your subject. You can always get up and start. This year, my subject, then go.
And they can take it out of there.
I mean, nobody's got a whole right to the law. Ain't no mm-hmm. one.
Well, maybe we need Chip to do a new sheet. And it says about this is pertaining only to county business. The sign-up sheet. Mm-hmm. So when they sign, they read that, they know what it's supposed to be about.
Mm-hmm. Well, also,
and obviously, if they're going to the back, we'll just stop them.
Right, Mike. Also, Mr. Moore, you ought to be able to step, if somebody is at the podium and they deviate from county issues and go to state issues, where we would call Mr. Bunning in, you know, with a hotline.
That's exactly right.
To solve those problems. But anyway, we could you would tell them, say, I'm sorry, that's not right. county business, and
that has occurred in the past where Mr. Vincent has looked right. to me and asked for a ruling if that was mm-hmm. within the purview of this
right.
matter.
Because yeah. mm-hmm. a lot of people are confused
sure.
what's state, what's county,
mm-hmm.
what's you know local, and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that
the clerk and I can modify the sign?
Yeah, we'll modify the sign. So the sheet says about this be pertaining to county business, something not
yes, of course.
Federal business or whatever.
Yeah,
but I think an announcement at the
more
beginning, Mike, would be sure. very advantageous for people who are sitting up there.
Give folks a little bit more leeway.
Sure, we
yeah.
can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Any more comments? We'll entertain a motion to approve the rules of procedure.
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Cole, second. Mr. Wilson, any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Well, I'll vote yes with those changes.
Sure, mm-hmm. we'll change that. Mm-hmm. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carries. In our packets, we had minutes from December 6th, December 13th. Any comments, changes to those minutes at all? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, Mr. President, with your permission, there are many, many letters that we have today, and mainly concerning the human service grants. So instead of reading each one, because that would be longer than the rest of the meeting, I'll just announce which groups have sent the letters.
Sure.
The first is from Boys and Girls Clubs of Delaware. The second is Bridgeville Senior Center. then the YMCA, the Reverend Dale Brown, the Good Samaritan Aid, KSI, the Alzheimer's Association, Reading Assist Institute, Lewis Senior Center, Inc., Milford Senior Center, Inc., DAPE, and there's one group I'm having, it's the Ronald McDonald House, Easter Seals Disability Services, La Red, Junior Achievement of Delaware, Inc. There's another one from KSI, El Centro Cultural, Inc., Read Aloud, Delaware Guidance Services. Some of these appear to be duplicates. People's Place, The Way Home, Inc., Cape and Lupin Senior Center, Cape and Lupin Food Basket, and Catholic Charities. Those were all thanks for the contributions that were made by council, and they were mainly through the human service grants, were they not, Ms. Webb?
That's correct.
Thank you.
Nicole?
Yes.
Council, any correspondence? Mr. Cole?
Did you have any?
All right, Ms. Steve?
Westside New Beginnings wanted to thank us for a contribution of $1,300. Rehoboth Art League, I'd like to again thank the council with a $2,500 gift we gave them for, and they sent us some pictures on some of the improvements they did at the Art League. And the Rehoboth Beach Historical Society also thanking us for our generous support. I'd like to enter those in the record, give those.
And I do still get a number of letters from people who want us to help them oppose the Tidewater rate increase, and I forwarded them up to the Public Service Commission.
Thank you. And welcome, Council.
Probably appropriate, Mr. President, for me to take a moment at this time to say a few words. At the risk of becoming emotional, I have to admit, I can't begin to thank everyone who has been of great support and encouragement for the last 2 months in my absence. I got ready to try to write something down, but I have to admit, the list of people that I'd need to recognize if I took that time would be just too long. I do need to thank certain people, though. In the audience today is my brother, Scott. And my brother, Scott, is my big brother. He's an inspiration to me. He's been with me throughout this ordeal, and I love him very much. I got to thank the rest of my family, of course, who were also there. 2 months, as anyone who's been laid up for 8 or 9 weeks understands that it can get very lonely in a hospital bed, and to have family and friends come in means so much. I don't think a day went by until I finally told him to stop that Councilman Mike Vincent didn't give me a call to find out how I was doing, and I appreciated it so much, and that went on for probably 6 weeks, and I finally said, I'm in good shape, and I'll give you a call if I need you.
And he never called.
Councilman Wilson also made it a habit of calling me, and that meant so much to me. It was nice. Former Administrator Dave Baker and Councilman Wilson made their way into the inner city of Philadelphia. I think they got lost a few times. I understand Councilman Wilson was navigating, but but to have them come in while I was in therapy was very, very special, and they got to witness what I had been enduring for a couple weeks, and it was so encouraging to have them there. Chip Guy brought up an oversized Get Well card. I think former Councilman Lynn Rogers had crafted it, and most of the staff and council had signed it, and that day was very special. That day was just a day that I felt a lot of love coming from this building. I want to thank Robin, who took in most of my mail and was able to prioritize it. She rarely called me, which kind of makes me a little nervous that my job can be done without me. But she did a great job helping me in my absence. I want to thank the press who did a great job, along with Chip Guy's efforts in keeping the public informed, and by doing so, allowed so many people to reach out to me and to encourage me. And it meant so much. And again, I'd like to thank the press for that effort. I see Senator Bunning in the audience, who came up and welcomed me today. Thank you for coming, Senator Bunning. Former Council President Dale Dukes, who gave me a ride this morning, and Positive Growth Alliance Executive Director Rich Collins, who made it a habit of coming both to Virginia and to Philadelphia to let me know that people were thinking about me. I spent about 12 days in the University of Virginia Hospital. It's a trauma center in the ICU and then in their trauma unit. And they certainly did a wonderful job, as well as the McGee Rehab Facility in Philadelphia. I got home on the 20th, and so many friends and family members had done a wonderful job converting my home into a handicap accessible home, and they know who they are. They're just wonderful people. So I appreciate you, Mr. President, and the council allowing me to share this. It's good to be back. It is really good to be back, and I had the great fortune of having some constituents call me this past week with an issue, and was able to organize a meeting this morning with Secretary of Agriculture Ed Key, and it really felt good to once again be able to help people, because that's what this job's all about, is helping people. And I know my fellow council members and Senator Bunning would agree that that's the greatest thing about being an elected official, is the opportunity to help folks. So thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Next, doesn't say appointee anymore. County Administrator, Todd Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. First off, we have Employee of the Year, Sherry L. Collins. Sherry, you want to come on up, please?
Of the whole year.
Congratulations to the Sussex County Employee of the Year, Sherry Collins. Mrs. Collins was recognized during the annual Mildred King Luncheon on December 9th. Sherry started with the county in 2001 in the Recorder of Deeds office. She was promoted to Clerk 3 in just 2 years. By 2008, she was transferred to the Emergency Medical Services Department, where she currently serves as an Administrative Clerk 3. Nominated by her peers, Sherry received many accolades, including her responsiveness to cross-training positions, her willingness to help with the department's inventory process, all the while having a positive attitude and always saying yes. In addition, Sherry served as the president of the Sussex County Employee Benefit Committee, volunteering countless hours to her colleagues within the Sussex County family. Congratulations, Sherry, to a job well done and a much-deserved Employee of the Year. We have a plaque here for her, Mr. President.
Yes, sir.
Thank you
for all you do for the county.
I know.
Scary.
We get bonuses when we do this. Do we get bonuses?
No, they get a different parking space, but she's in a different building, so I think Karen's looking at like gas cards.
Mm-hmm. Anyone get too close
We're
to break the camera?
Mm-hmm. I'll remind her. We kind of like that idea.
That's it.
Thank you.
Thank
the
you,
employee
Sherry.
Of the quarter.
Next, bond rating. I'm pleased to report that Standard & Poor's Rating Services has raised its rating on Sussex County, Delaware's general obligation bonds to AA+ from AA, the highest AA rating that one can receive. The rating increase was due to the resilient local economy with below-average unemployment rates during a protracted national recession. The one-notch upgrade also reflects the county's strong financial performance, which has been supported by a stable stream of property tax revenues. This news is especially significant in light of the economy and heightened focus on credit quality. This upgrade, let alone any upgrade, is very rare, and our team, including Finance Director Susie Webb and retired Administrator Dave Baker, should be commended. Mm-hmm. Under the admin's report, on Thursday, December 29, 2011, the Delaware Supreme Court issued its decision on the suit of Sussex County Council versus DNREC, Denerec. The court affirmed the Superior Court's decision striking down Denerec's pollution control strategy regulations that attempted to establish buffer zones contrary to those established by the county. This decision affirms the county's position and rejects attempts by Denerec and any other state agency attempting to regulate land use in any county or municipality which has home rule. Second, Dito Business Grassroots Plus. Beginning in January, you'll see a list of activities that the Delaware Economic Development Office will host here in Georgetown at the Public Library for anyone to attend. On January 3rd, the session is entitled How to Apply for a Job If You Have a Criminal or Challenged Background. That's today from 2 to 3. On January 13th, from 1 to 2, How to Start a Business in Delaware with Limited or No Funding. Also, the Delaware Economic Development Office can help your business. And finally, are you really cut out to be an entrepreneur? The final session on January 20th, from 1 to 2, what you want and need to know about your money, and from 2 to 3, if I can do it, anyone can do it. Lastly, we regret to inform you that Travis Sermon, county pensioner, passed away on December 13, 2011. Travis worked as a secretary, too, with the county's library department. She was employed with Sussex County from October 1981 to October 2004. We also regret to inform you that Anthony Petey Hazard passed away on January 1, 2012. Petey was hired with the county on December 3, 1979 as a carpenter's helper under the CETA program. He then was transferred to maintenance at the airport. He retired from the county on December 3, 2009 after 30 years of service as a maintenance worker, too. Funeral information is still pending, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mrs. Webb.
Okay. A little unusual today. Typically, we have around 8 resolutions to do for cash as we're changing president and vice president, and as that did not occur, I only have one resolution today that is needed because I am recommending moving 2 accounts from PNC to M&T Bank, as PNC offers a lower rate, and this keeps our banking, getting all the accounts in one place. So I just have one resolution, unless there's any questions.
Well, you just said because PNC offered the lower rate.
Well,
I assume you meant M&T offered lower rate, didn't it?
No, M&T is going to pay a higher rate on our
okay,
fund.
So
yeah.
paying to us.
Yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Right, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Authorizing the payment from funds of the Sussex County Council on deposit with M&T Bank, bearing the signatures of any 2 of Michael Vincent, President, Sam Wilson, Vice President, or Susan M. Webb, Finance Director, and a signature may be a facsimile provided one live signature is on check or withdrawal.
Entertain that motion.
I'll make that motion.
And I'll give it a second.
Mr. Cole, second. Mrs. Deaver. Mm-hmm. Any question? Take a vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, and thank
Mr. Cole.
You.
Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Oh, yes, motion carried. Thank you, Mr. Webb.
Thank you.
Jim Hicken, Industrial Park Sublease.
Good morning.
Good morning.
One of our tenants in the industrial park is asking for your consent to sublease a portion of the property that he leases from us to somebody else. This is a requirement in his lease that he get your written consent. It's William Breedis, who's running Lot 20B. He's been operating it as California Closets, if you're familiar with the industrial park. He would like to lease one of the 2 buildings out there to a Mark Allen, who's going to operate a vehicle fleet service business, which will be MAR Fleet Services LLC, a Richard Petty Fleet Services dealer. If you do approve him subleasing, the lease will have to be changed, similar to what we did the last time, to allow the property to be used for that purpose, because the lease is very specific about it can only be used for manufacturing closet systems.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you have any questions, I have a motion.
Didn't we already do this?
Go ahead.
No, I thought we already did this. Didn't he have another sublet? This is his first one. We talked about it before.
This is the first one.
Okay, all right.
We've done other subleases.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
No, my question would just be, Jim, in the past, we had some really great leases that were not
market price.
Well, not anywhere
fair
close to
value.
What the market would be on something like this.
Right.
Is this an old lease? Is this a relatively new lease? Or, could you give us some numbers maybe to let us know that we're not...
Right, this is a 2001 lease. It's a 30-year lease. He's currently paying $1,968 a year in rent. There's really no opportunity for you to increase the rent as part of this deal.
Well, when he asks for a change like this, we have an opportunity. Don't we have an opportunity to, because...
No, under the current lease, it does not give us that opportunity to increase it. And one of the things that I know my office has discussed with Mr. Hicken is in the future, we're going to change the lease agreements. That does give us the opportunity for any amendments or any changes to the lease or, in this case, any subleases to be able to make that change as part of it, that we can renegotiate the terms if they want any type of change whatsoever to reflect the market level.
Well,
but the old leases did not permit that.
Some of the old leases are just so bad, it's humorous to when you read them. We're bound by this one, okay. Fine. No other questions.
So is there anything in this lease that allows, does it increase over the years as far as their payment, or is it 1968 for 30 years?
It does increase. Let's get his lease out here. It goes up every 5 years.
Okay.
Right now it's $950 an acre. I think in about a year it'll go up to $1,200, and then $1,400, $1,500, $1,600
okay.
every
okay.
five.
Okay.
And we don't own the buildings on here?
No, we just lease the land.
Right.
Okay.
But the new tenant will have five people working out of
good.
The building.
Good.
Right now, there's nobody. So
that's positive.
We have a motion.
That's good.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approves the use of Lot 20B at the Sussex County Industrial Air Park for the operation of a vehicle fleet repair service and consents to William Breedis entering into a commercial lease agreement with Mark Allen for the use of Lot 20B.
What's he going to do with this? What's the tenant's going
to do? It'll be a vehicle fleet service business.
Okay, I got it. I heard that. Sorry.
We'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir. Bob Jones, step on down here.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning, sir.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Hopefully it's going to be a good one. Good to see you back, sir.
Thank you.
First item on the agenda I have is change order 6 for the inland bays being constructed by Whiting and Turner. There's three elements to it. The first is we originally bid what was called a livestock fence around the new addition, and based upon the recommendation of our risk control consultant, he recommended we go to a 6-foot-high chain link fence. And that results in an increased cost of $36,720 to the project. It basically boils down to about $7.60 linear foot. There's 4,800 and some odd feet. And then the second one is in the bid, we actually had three allowance items. One was for some PC workstations. The second one was for some plant water pump controls. And the third one was for a telephone paging system. And we had in the allowance an amount of $80,000. Once we came in with the actual cost, the total was $70,608. So there's a credit of $9,392. To that portion. And the third is a reduction in one of the contingent bid items we had, which was importing of off-site borrow we haven't used. And we reduced the amount of 2,500 cubic yards of that item, which results in a credit of $40,000 to the contract. So in reality, change order 6 results in a net decrease or credit of $12,672 to the contract at this point. Any questions?
What's the yards? How many yards?
2,500.
2,500. And what are they used for?
It was a contingent item for off-site bar in case we needed some fill, but we used most of
the... Reason I come to that, I understand it's about a 3-acre pond out there that's full of water now that this pivot needs to go around. Have we done anything about that?
Not yet, no. We still have some bar left. We didn't take it all out.
We still got some money left, okay.
Yeah, we didn't take it all yet.
That still needs to be done yet.
Yes.
You have a motion, sir?
Yes, sir. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that change order number 6 for Sussex County Project 0919 Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility Phase 1 expansion be approved in the credit amount of $12,672, which decreases the contract total to $12,832,436.80. Contingent upon the receipt of approval from the funding agencies.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Phillips. Second. Mr. Wilson. Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
I'll vote yes, and I'll also say that it's encouraging to see a contract that continuously seems to be reduced. I mean, the efficiency of our engineering department and the contractors on this has been very encouraging. So, obviously, I'll vote yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay. Next. Second item on my agenda today is the balancing change order, substantial completion for the Rehabilitate Rudder Lane project, which was contract number 1007 that was performed by David A. Bramble, Inc., which is basically a repaving of the road around the EOC. Basically, change order balances the final quantities. The contract was awarded for $74,642.50. The change order reduces this amount by $11,775.86 to the final project cost of $62,866.64. The project was basically awarded in June. We started in September and finished it, substantially completed it on October the 5th of this year.
Any questions?
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that the balancing change order for Sussex County contract number 1007, Rehabilitate Rudder Lane with David A. Bramble, Inc., be approved, which decreases the contract by the amount of $11,775.86 for a new contract total of $62,866.64. Substantial completion is granted effective October the 5th, 2011, and that final payment be made and any held retainage be released in accordance with the terms and conditions of the contract documents.
Entertain a motion.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Phillips.
Second.
Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion?
It's a shame it's a Maryland firm. I wish it were a local one. Bramble, I think, is, I used to live in that area, Kent County, Maryland, up in that area. Yeah, well, what are you going to do?
Else from council? I will take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Old business.